Okay, so the Gemara, towards the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis, in the seventh parak of Sanhedrin, goes on to discuss the makar for the machlokas in the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon regarding the order of severity of the Arba Mises Bezdin. So how do we know, according to the Chachamim, that Skila is more chamer than Sreifa and Herig and Chenek, and that Sreifa is more chamer than Herig and Chenek, and that Herig is more chamer than Chenek? And then we're going to have to go on to Shitas Rav Shimon. What's the basis for Rav Shimon that the order of severity is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Herig? In other words, that Sreifa is more chamer than Skila, Chenek, and Herig, and that Skila is more chamer than Chenek and Herig, and that Chenek is more chamer than Herig. Okay, so let's start with the sheet of the Chacham. So the Gemara explains, well, one of the ways of determining, of measuring how severe Skila is by seeing who is punished with Skila. How egregious of a crime is it that warrants Skila? So the Gemara says, well, we find that a Magadef, a person who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or an Oved Avad Azara, are both deserving of Skila. So what's so egregious about these crimes that we should be able to say, oh, so it must be that Skila is really severe? Well, what's so egregious about these crimes is that they are poshet yado be'ikr. They are meddling with the core beliefs. And therefore, it's got to be that for a crime as egregious as a magadif or Oved Avodah Zarah, Skila's got to be pretty severe. And we're going to assume that Skila's more severe than Sreifa. So the Gemara says back, well, wait a second. Maybe Sreifa, maybe that's not a good proof, because Sreifa is also really severe. Who's punished by Sreifa? A Bas Kohen, who is Mezana. What's so bad about that? So the Gemara says, well, what's so bad about that is that she's mechalalas esavia. What does it mean that she desecrates her father? So the way the Rashi explains it is by pointing to the Gemara, the Brais and Daf Nun Beis, where we say that upon the Bas Kohen being Mezana, we demote her father, right? So we say, Noogin bo Kodesh, Noogin bo Chol. That if we had initially were Noog bo Kodesh, things that he's entitled to through Vikidashto, we say that we no longer give him those special rights of Kedusha, such as the first Aliyah, let's say, or being able to lead a Mezumin, or things like that. We say, we curse him, right? We say, Arush Azu Yalad, or Arush Azu Gidel. So these are pretty, this is also seems to be a pretty big deal. So how do you know that Skila is necessarily more chamer than Sreifa? Sreifa is also is used to punish somebody who has committed something pretty bad. So the Gemara explains, well, actually, the Chacham hold the following cheshbon. We have three psukim in the Torah that we're constantly going to be juggling over the next two blad or so. We have the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, where we find the pasuk of Noach Venoafes. This pasuk, the pasuk writes in Vayikra Chaf Yod, that v'ish asher yin'af as eshes ish, asher yin'af as eshes re'ehu, mos yumas hanoev v'hano ofes. The people who commit adultery, it's not really clear who is committing. All we know is that there's a man and a wife, a man and a woman, and the woman is married already, so she is committing adultery. So we say that the din is mos yumas hanoev v'no ofes. Now we have a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Ki Seitze, where we say in Devarim Chav Beis Chav Aleph, that Ainara Murasa gets Skila. And the third pasuk that we find is in Parshas Emor, by the Bas Kohen in Vayikra Chav Aleph Tes, where the pasuk writes, Ubas Ish Kohen, Kisechel Liznos Esavia, Kimechalalas, Ba'esh Tisarev. That the Bas Kohen, who is Mezana, gets Refa. But what's not clear is whether the pasuk about adultery, the Noev Venoafes, who get Mos Yumas, who get Chenek, right? We say that Stam Mos Yumas in the pasuk is a reference to Chenek. So it's not clear if that includes every kind of case. It's also not clear who's included in the Bas Kohen. Are we talking about a girl who's an Arusa? Are we talking about a Bas Kohen who is an Asua? Same thing by Arusa, the Parsha of Nar Marasa in Sefer Devarim. Is that talking about a Nar Marasa who is a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael, one of them or both? So what the Chacham set up is as follows. They understand, well, we have a general pasuk of chenek for adultery, right? That the Noef and the Noafes get chenek. So we say, though, that the pasuk of Bas Kohen, where it says that a Bas Kohen gets ready for that pasuk, is talking about a Nesua Bas Kohen. In other words, what that means then is that the Bas Kohen Nesua gets Refa, deviating from the standard halacha of adultery, that a Bas Yisrael who commits adultery is subject to chenek. So we upgrade, so to speak, we upgrade in severity the misa given to a Bas Kohen Nesua who is Mezana. Masha in Cain, when it comes to an Arusa, so we say that the Chacham understand that the Pasuk of Nara Murasa, where we say that the Nara Murasa is subject to Skila, so that Pasuk, according to the Chacham, is referring to both the Nara Murasa, who is a Bas Yisrael, and the Nara Murasa, who is a Bas Kohen. So the question is as follows. We know that Nisua, Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen in general, gets bumped up in severity, as we see that the Nesua Bas Kohen gets Reifa, unlike the Nesua Bas Yisrael, who gets Chenek, and Chenek is less severe than Sreifa. And we also know that Arusa is more severe than the Nesua. How do we know that? Rashi provides us with two svaras. Either, number one, because she is Michalalas Umazana Beis Aviyah, right? She desecrates, she humiliates her father's house. The other reason is that we see that the Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek, and the Arusa Bas Yisrael definitely gets Skila. So you see that we bump her up from getting Chenek to getting Skila. So we see, number one, that the Bas Kohen gets bumped up, and we also see that the Arusa gets bumped up. So the question then is, why is it that the Bas Kohen Arusa gets the same punishment as the Bas Yisrael Arusa, namely that they both get Skila? So the answer is, must be because they are maxed out. The highest that you can go is Skila, and therefore we can't bump them any higher, and must be that Skila is the most severe out of all the punishments. Now Rashi just points out that the logic seems to be a little bit circular. So ultimately what Rashi basically does is he explains that really the overarching principle here that dictates that Skila is more chummer than Sreifa is the fact that it's Poshe Yada Be'ikr, as we're going to see later on in the Gemara, that Poshe Yada Be'ikr is this phenomenally strong Svara. So we're going to say that Skila is more chummer than Sreifa simply because Poshe Yada Be'ikr actually ultimately deletes the final line of this Gemara where it says, and Rashi understands that the Chacham are just explaining this last little bit over here. The question is going to be, is that if Shekin Poshi Yada Be'ikr, where we say that, how do you know that Skila is more common than Sreifa? We know that Skila is more common than Sreifa because it's given to a Magad, if an Ovid of a Zar. So Gemara says, how do you know it's so bad? Because they're Poshi Yada Be'ikr. But then the Gemara turned around and said, what about Sreifa? Sreifa is pretty chomer because it's given to a Bas Kohen Shezinsa. The Gemara then follows up by saying, oh, the Chum hold that the Nesua deviates, and Nesua Bas Kohen deviates from the Nesua Bas Yisrael. So why did the Gemara say that? So the Gemara is explaining that the way the Rashi understands it, the Gemara is saying that to show you how to read it into the Pesukim, as opposed to the way that the Rav Shimon is going to read his understanding of the or Avraham Yisrael Bezin into the Pesukim. Okay, so that's the first one. How do you know that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa? How do you know that, so again, the order is Skila, Sreifa, Harag, and Chenek, so how do you know that Skila is more chomer than Harag, than Scythe? So Gemara says, well, again, Skila, we can measure it. We can measure the severity of Skila by seeing who's punished for Skila. We know that the Megadif and the Ovid of Zara get Skila. So what's so bad about that? Again, because Poshi Yada Be'ikr, because they are meddling with the core beliefs. So the Gemara says, okay, but Saif also seems to be pretty bad. How do you know? Because whom is it given to? Who receives Saif? The Anshei Ir Hanidachas. But wait a second. What's so bad at the Anshei Ir Hanidachas? How do you see that Anshei Ir Hanidachas are so bad? Well, we see that they're so bad because we destroy all of their money. So it's got to be that if we're destroying all their money, they've got to be pretty bad. In which case, if we're going to punish them with a Misa, the Misa that we give them is going to be pretty bad. So how do you know that Skila is necessarily more chumer than Saif? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know. We know that the Madiach Ir Hanidachas, the person who pushes off the whole community of the Derech, compelling them to serve Avodah Zarah, is subject to Skila. Masha Inkin, the Anshei Ir Hanidachas, receive Saif. So, well, which one is worse? Which crime is worse? The Madiche Ir Nidachas or the Nidach? The Anshei Ir Nidachas. So it's clear, intuitively, we would say that the Madiche Ir Nidachas have committed a much more egregious crime than the Anshei Ir Nidachas. If that's the case, we see very clearly that Skila should be more chumer than Hereg. Okay, so far we've done that Skila is more chumer than Sreifa, and we've shown that Skila is more chumer than Saif. So now the Gemara says, how do you know that Skila is more chamer than Chenek? So again, Skila, the reason that Skila is strong is we can see who receives Skila. So we know that the Megadif and Ovid Eved Azarah receive Skila. What's so bad about that is that they are poshet yada be'ikr, they are meddling with the chorus. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, maybe Chenek is pretty bad because we know that it's given to a person who hits their parents. A Maka of Avi'imo is subject to Chenek. What's so bad about that? Well, we find that the kavod of our parents is hukash lekavod hamakom. It's equated to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems to be a pretty serious crime. So how do you know that skila is necessarily more chomer than chenek? So the Gemara says, well, take a look at Arusa Bas Yisrael in comparison to Nesua Bas Yisrael. We know that Nesua Bas Yisrael gets chenek, and that Arusa Bas Yisrael gets skila. And we know that the Arusa is much more serious of a crime. What the Arusa being Mazana is much more serious of a crime than the Nesua being Mazana. Why is that? So Rashi provides a couple of reasons. He says, well, basically, the Arusa is more chomer than Nesua because, number one, she is Ra'a, Ra'a Lashamayim, she's Ra'a Lebrios, and she's Ra'a Le'atzma. Masha'inkin, the Nesua, well, she's already Nifkema, already her, she's already tainted. So the Arusa is clearly much worse. When she's the Arusa, whose Mazana is clearly much worse than the Nesua. So we see then that the Nesua Bas Yisrael is getting Chenek, and the Arusa Bas Yisrael is getting Skila. So it must be that Skila is more Chamor than Chenek. Okay, so far we've shown that Skila is more Chamor than Tzreifa, that Skila is more Chamor than Saif, and that Skila is more Chamor than Chenek. So now we have to figure out, how do you know that Tzreifa is more Chamor than Saif, and that Tzreifa is more Chamor than Chenek? So the Gemara explains, well, what's so bad? Who deserves Tzreifa? So we say, well, who's punished with Tzreifa? A Bas Kohen, who is Mezana. Well, what's so bad about that? As we said before, she is Mechalalas as Aviha. Right, we said that as a result of her being Mazana, we demote her father's status as a Kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, but wait a second, Saif is also clearly pretty bad. How do you know that Saif should be pretty chomer, pretty severe? Well, because who receives Saif? The Anshi Eranidachas. What's so bad about what they're doing? How do you see that what the Anshi Eranidachas is doing is so bad? Well, because we see that we destroy all of their money, Mamon and Aved. And the only way that we're going to do that is if what they did is pretty bad, in which case the Musa that we give them should also be pretty bad. So how do you know that Sreifa is more chomer than Saif? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. We know that there are two places in the Torah where, well, there might be more, but there's two places that we're comparing right now where it says Aviya. One is in the context of Skila by Nara Hamurasa, and one is in the context of the Bas Kohen, right? The Pasuk of Bas Kohen writes, Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Seichel Liznos Es Aviha Hi Mechalalas. So what that does is it links the two concepts, the concept of Namurasa and the case of Bas Kohen Shezinsa. What that tells us is that Tzreifa should operate in a similar fashion to Skila. Namely, the same way that Skila is more Chamer than Saif, so Tzreifa should also be more Chamer than Saif. So that's how we know that Tzreifa is more Chamer than Saif, than Herek. Okay, so now how do we know that Tzreifa is more Chamer than Chenek? So again, Tzreifa is given to Bas Kohen Shezinsa, and that's pretty bad because she's Mechalalas as Aviha. But the question is, but what about Chenek? Chenek seems to be also pretty severe because it's given to a person who is Maka of Avi'imo. So what's so bad about that? Again, because we said Hukash Kavod on the Kavod of Malkum, the Kavod of our appearance is equated to the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's got to be that if someone is messing around with Kavod of our parents, which is equated to Kavod HaMakom, it's got to be punished with a pretty severe punishment. So how do you know that Tzreifa is more chomer than Chenek? So the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you how I know. Because Nesua Bas Kohen, compare Nesua Bas Kohen with Nesua Bas Yisrael. We know that the Bas Kohen always gets bumped up, and we know that the Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek, and that the Nesua Bas Kohen gets Tzreifa, at least according to the Chachamim. Well, if the Nesua Bas Kohen is getting Tzreifa, and she's deviating from the standard Chenek, which is given to a Bas Yisrael Nesua, who is Mezana, so it's got to be that Tzreifa is more Chomer than Chenek. Okay, so far we've done Skila. We've shown that Skila is more Chomer than Tzreifa. We've shown that Skila is more Chomer than Saif. By comparing Madiche Irnidachas with the Anshi Irnidachas, we've shown that Skila is more Chomer than Chenek. by comparing the Arusa Bas Yisrael with the Nesua Bas Yisrael, and we've shown that Sreifa is more common than Tzayif by the Gzeirah Shava of Aviha Aviha, linking the way that Skila operates to the way that Sreifa operates, namely that Skila is more chomer than Tzayif, so Sreifa should also be more chomer than Tzayif. And we've also shown that Sreifa should be more chomer than Chenek by comparing the Nesua Bas Koin with the Nesua Bas Yisrael. So the final question is, according to the Chachamim, how do we know that Saif, that Herek, should be more chomer than Chenek? So again, what's so severe about Saif? Well, who gets Saif? We give Saif to the Anshei Iron Nidachas. What's so bad about that? Again, because we see that the Anshei Nidachas are pretty bad because we destroy all of their money, all of their property. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Chenek seems to be pretty bad because we punish a Makkah of a V'imo with Chenek. And what's so bad about that? Again, because we equate the covet of our parents is equated to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you know that Saif is more common than Chenek? So the answer is, because Saif is given the Anshir and Hidachas, who are Poshe Yado Be'ikr, and Poshe Yado Be'ikr is Adif. They are meddling with the cause, and that's why Saif is clearly going to be more chomer than Chenek. So what do we do here? So we try to figure out the makor for the Arba Mises Bezin according to the Chachamim, the order of Skila, Sreifa, Herek, and Chenek. We showed that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa. The way the Rashi explains it at the end of the day is that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa because Poshe Yad Be'ikr, and Poshe Yad Be'ikr is Adif, because as Skila is given to the Megadif and the Oved Avodah Zarah. We've shown that Skila is more chomer than Saif, as we see that the Skila is given to the Medichi Ernidachas, and the Saif is given to the Anshi Ernidachas, and clearly the being Madiach is more severe of a crime, more egregious of a crime than the Nidach. We've shown that Skila is more chomer than Chenek by comparing the Arusa Bas Yisrael with the Nesua Bas Yisrael, as the Nesua Bas Yisrael is, gets Chenek and the Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila. We've shown that Sreifa is more chomer than Saif by the Gezer Shava of Aviha Aviha, teaching us that Sreifa should operate the same way that Skila does, namely that Sreifa should be more chomer than Saif just as Skila is more chomer than Saif. We've shown that Sreifa is more chomer than Chenek as we compare the Nesua Bas Koin with the Nesua Bas Yisrael, as Nesua Bas Koin gets Sreifa, unlike Nesua Bas Yisrael who gets Chenek. And we've shown that Saif is more chomer than Chenek because Poshe Yad Be'ikr Adav, Saif is given to Anshi Er Hanidachas. Okay.